The other important thing to think about when we talk about what happens stigma is that it keeps people from getting to treatment. Because people don't feel like they can go and get treatment easily, that their family or friends might think less of them, they often delay going to a mental health professional. What we do know is that people who are experiencing a mental health crisis often wait up to a year before they actually go and get help. And this is sad because a lot of times they're just afraid of what other people will think. In terms of family and community and society, people don't talk about mental health issues the same way they might talk about other health issues. If you were having a health problem and you went to a family friend, one of your members in your family, they might be able to give you a referral and say, oh, I know a great doctor for this and that. But the same thing that doesn't happen for people with mental health issues. People often shun away from them. Sometimes even thinking that they can catch a mental health disorder simply by standing near the person, which is completely untrue. Also, the family of the person with the mental health disorder may not get the support that they need to help them when their loved one is going through a tough time. This is why organizations such as NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mentally Ill, they're a group that primarily works with families of people who have a mental health illness. So that's part of the reason why that group was started, is because so many of the families of people with mental health problems felt a lot of shame as well and weren't getting support. The other area that stigma impacts is public policy. Sometimes the public policies don't want to address mental health issues. They're willing to address other health issues, but when it comes to talking about mental illness, oftentimes stigma keeps governments from funding programs that people need. There's often a feeling that if a person isn't trying hard enough, and that's why they have a mental health disorder, when in fact, absolutely nothing to do with willpower and has everything to do with brain chemistry.